Good morning. 8:43. Yeah, 8:43. This is Saturday, August 29th, 2026. Mostly cloudy morning here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It is 'Warm and muggy. I'm running late because I slept in until 6, and then I had to make breakfast before I could eat it. And I have, let's just say, I have not been breaking any records for my pace today. I'm just barely dragging ass here. Sorry. Brush the microphone. Lady with a little dog. Little dog did not want to walk on the grass. So she picked him up and off they went. So I don't have a lot of sun to deal with this morning. It's mostly cloudy. There's a lot of clouds, particularly off to the east. They're talking about storms this afternoon, which would be good. A little monsoonal flow would be very welcome. So I'm still working on book 3 of Card Slinger. It's really a fun book. I was of two minds when I discovered the rather blatant crossover. And now I'm wondering if the first book, Handyman, also has a crossover, and I just didn't notice because the game is just the game. It comes with a label, but it's the game, whatever the game is. But he's done a masterful job of merging the pacifist with, what's the matter with my ears today? Nothing, apparently. It is all in my head. Okay. He's done a masterful job of merging a deck builder game into a more traditional hack and slash. Leveled zones game. Well, I'm more than half. I was going to say I'm not even halfway yet, but I am halfway on the walk. I'm just not halfway on the talk yet. I think it's the humidity that's driving me batshit here today. It's really, really muggy. There's not a breath of wind. I'm also still playing New Vegas. I finally got out of Dead Money. Unfortunately leaving one of the key pieces of armor that I wanted there, because I saw it, but I didn't have the weight to pick it up, and so I left it, which I regret now. However, I've gone into Honest Hearts, and begun the campaign there. And it's considerably easier. So after the first two, the science fiction double feature was a bitch. But it gave me a bunch of levels. And likewise, so did Sierra Madre, the Dead Money. It gave me a lot of levels. So I'm going into Honest Hearts at level 40 for a zone that was apparently designed for level 10. As a minimum level 10, I think everybody scales depending on my level. So they're not it's not a walk in the park. I've died several times already. Morning. Morning, joggers. All right, where's this guy going? He's coming around the corner, but he has to stop at the stop sign first. Oh, and just about the time I say I don't have a lot of sun this morning, it comes out from behind the clouds. It's going to make that back 40 a bit harsh. The back 40. The long eastern reach. And it's one of those maps where you can't go anywhere in a straight line. You have to go all the way around the mountain. or all the way down to the river, cross the river, and then all the way back up. But with a lot of my skills at 100, mostly it's a question of managing my weight, keeping the good stuff in my inventory, stashing the so-so goods. I dropped on the floor in the house. I hope the house doesn't reset at some point, but at least I can fast travel here. There was no fast travel in Sierra Madre. You had to walk everywhere. You had to backtrack all the time. That was worse than trying to backtrack out of. Let me say that again. The worst was trying to backtrack out of the vault. While the explosives around my neck beeped faster and faster. And I kept bumping into walls. Oh yeah, this is going to be hot. Holy cow. Be that as it may. I'm out, I'm walking. I'm going to do the thing. I'm only 14 minutes away from home. So, I'm looking at the calendar. And I hate to commit to something that might not happen. But I think I need to finish this next book in September. That'll give me October and November to get it out. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post before the end of the year, but it also gets it off my plate. And after this, I don't know what I'm going to write. It is unlikely to be another wizard book. The wizard's something is going to be a trilogy. If I go back to that universe, it's going to be a different point of view. And the difficulty with that is that, like Ishmael becoming captain and rich, when I first started writing the Solar Clipper books, it was to write a counter narrative to the current space opera standard. That is, no navy, and I wound up putting one in anyway, but just not front and center. And not rich, which unfortunately he became rich. So that timeline is a little bit screwy as well. And I've had a number of people comment on Ishmael's trajectory and how it's not in keeping with his original reason for being.
Good morning.
So I'm particularly aware of that very valid criticism. So I don't know what I'll write after The Wizard. Perhaps EJ and I can get together on Iron and get that taken care of. I've had 3 or 4 people write and say, hey, I need some more salt in my diet. It's a long walk. Try to think of something to talk about to distract myself. And I'm failing. I walked right past the monk post and didn't slap it. I'm getting forgetful in my old age, I guess. So, yeah, next month. I need to finish that book. If nothing else, I need to get it off my desk. It's sit there long enough. I'm getting embarrassed by the excuses I'm having to make for not having written it. Honestly, the reason is that I haven't been comfortable enough with what the story might be to commit to digging into it. And I think I have, after all this time playing No Man's Sky, which is fun but kind of mindless, and now New Vegas, which has got a story, and the story is inspiring me to write one of my own. And reading these Card Slinger books and seeing how Ferrero does it, it makes me want to get into it myself. my next game will be word processing. I'll break out my Sprint spreadsheets. Play against the clock. It actually works. It does. I keep thinking back to what we used to do with Novelrama. There was a subgroup within Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers called the Dizzy Dragons. And I was welcomed into that small cadre. And we did something for several years, two or three at least, called Novelrama.
Morning.
And the goal of Novelrama was to write 25,000 words in a long weekend. From Friday morning to Monday night, 25,000 words, 6,250 words a day. And people who would come and play with us were like, that's impossible. And then they did it. But the only reason it worked is that we had, from early in the morning until late in the evening, we had timed sprints. We had cheering sessions. We had pep talks. And we all fed off each other's energy while doing it. Sort of like what happens, or used to happen, with NaNoWriMo before they went Nazi. So I'm thinking, what I need to do is follow Bradbury's advice for a month. Don't think, write. The old, what is it? I think it was Nora Roberts. You can't edit an empty page. I think I'm beginning to be ready to take up the keyboard again in a totally serious but nevertheless somewhat mindless way. And see what I can do in September. And thank God, I am at the back gate. That was a slog. 25 minutes, yeah, that was a slog. Heart rate's way too high. But I made it. And tomorrow is a 3-day, but the day after isn't. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.